Page 45, Summary of Spring 2011 Resolutions by Frank Welty. At each of our conventions, the CCB Resolutions Committee puts in long hours preparing resolutions for consideration by the assembled membership. Resolutions are the means by which we set the policies of our organization, so the importance of the committee's work cannot be overstated. Jeff Tom, committee chair, did a wonderful job chairing the committee meetings and reading the resolutions on Sunday morning. Committee members Gabe Griffith, Jean Lozano, Charles Navarrete, Dirk Neihardt, Linda Perrell, and Robert Wendt each made significant contributions to the drafting of the resolutions. Frank Welty also assisted the committee. We appreciated the willingness of the authors of the resolutions to provide their input during the editing process. During the spring convention, the committee considered 14 resolutions. 3 were withdrawn, and the remaining 11 were adopted. Resolution 2011-A1 urged the California Emergency Management Agency, the CALEMA, acronym CALEMA, to audit local emergency preparedness agencies to determine the degree to which local disaster preparedness plans are meeting the needs of persons with visual impairments, and it also urged CALEMA to develop training for local emergency preparedness agencies on meeting the needs of persons with visual impairments. Page 46. Resolution 2011-A2 urged the Department of Rehabilitation and the Department of General Services in adopting any modifications to the procurement system for purchase of computer products for department clients and state employees with visual impairments to ensure that these individuals are able to obtain fully functioning computer systems that meet their individualized needs with appropriate training in a timely manner. Resolution 2011-A3 called on CCB to support SB 543, which would extend the sunset of the California State Board of Guide Dogs for the Blind from 2012 to 2014. Resolution 2011-A4 called on CCB to oppose AB 727, which would require the percentage of nutritious content in vending machines located on state property to increase from 35% to 50% by 2014 and to 100% by 2016. Resolution 2011-A5 called for the continued sale of incandescent light bulbs while manufacturers work on producing a light source that uses less electricity while retaining the same light characteristics as incandescent light bulbs. It further directed CCB to support federal legislation directed to this end. Page 47, Resolution 2011-A6 dealt with the Department of Rehabilitation policy of funding the first 2 years of a client's post-secondary education at the community college rate, regardless of the college attended by the client. It was withdrawn by the author, and it was referred to the Rehabilitation Services Committee. Resolution 2011-A7 directed CCB to call upon local governments to use accessible voting equipment during local elections. It also directed CCB to pursue a strategy to require local governments to use accessible voting equipment during such elections. Resolution 2011-A8 directed CCB to support efforts to ensure that there be no additional state funding reductions that jeopardize levels of service in areas impacting Californians who are blind or visually impaired. Resolution 2011-A9 directed CCB to support multiple options for accessible absentee balloting, including accessible web-based technologies and telephonic voting systems. Resolution 2011-A10 directed CCB to call upon the State Department of Education and the Department of General Services to ensure that high-quality textbooks will continue to be produced in a timely manner for elementary school students using large print or braille. Resolution 2011-A11 dealt with the Business Enterprise Program's collection of vending machine revenues at certain United States Postal Service vending facilities. It was withdrawn by the author. Resolution 2011-A12 dealt with accessibility problems of the Safeway.com website. This resolution was withdrawn and referred to the Technology Committee. Resolutions 2011-A-13 and 2011-A-14 were the appreciation resolutions to the convention volunteers and hotel staff, respectively.